Yishlach Yaakov Malochim. Rashi says Malochim Mamish. Mamish is Rosh HaTevis. Malochim mi mitzvis she'osa. We know that when a person does a mitzvah, it creates a malach. When a person does an aveir, it creates a shvarze malach. And also the koyach of the malach, the koyach of the malach is like the oifen how he did. If a person did a mitzvah b'shleimusa, then the malach that he creates is gor mit a festkeit. Who adin lehepich by the aveira. That's what it means, malochim mi mitzvis she'osa. So there's a meridik of pshat. Earlier in Parshas Vayera, the malach comes to Avram Avinu, and he says, "Ati adati kirei likim ata v'lechasachta es binches yichidcha mimeni." That you weren't choisek your son from me. But I saw pshat, it's mimeni. It's not like this. Avram Avinu was told at Tzivik to do the Akedah. All of a sudden a malach comes and says, don't do it. He says, how do I know you're saying the truth? Maybe it's part of the Nisoyan. Maybe I'm not clear what's going on here. So Zok the malach, no, I'm telling you, look at me. I'm the malach that was created. Mimeni, look at me. I'm the malach that was created from the Akedah. If this job wasn't finished, I wouldn't be such a stark malach. Hashem knows ki yirei likim ata v'lechasach tez binchas yichidecha. You think I'm lying? You think it's not true? Mimeni, look at me. Look how powerful of a malach I am. It's zichur araya that you must have, yes, finished already, accomplished what the Akedah was supposed to do for you. The Rechayim HaKadosh says a different Akedah. He says, why malachim mamish? He says, because malachim mamish have the ability to be in two places at the same time. Now we have already other ways of having instant messaging, but in those days, that's the pshat, that if it's malachim mamish, you can get the message from Esav right away back. Malachim mamish, an interesting maisa with Reb Chaim Leib Oirbach Zatzal, the father from Shlomo Zalman. He was in America collecting for the yeshiva, Shaar Shemayim, in early 1900s. And there was a kvutza then, believe it or not, in America, that all the shver and the siyonis of the early 1900s, there was a kvutza in America called Malochim. Big Oivdei Hashem, a small kvutza. They were Mavakshi Hashem, Oivdei Hashem, and they called themselves Malochim. So they asked Reb Chaim Leib Oirbach, they had an opportunity from Yerushalayim, he should say them a shmuz, he should tell them. So he checked it onto the Nakuda that they call themselves Malochim. He said, it's a meridik of Yaakov Avinu for 14 years runs in the yeshiva of Shem Be'Eber. And what happens after that? He sees Malochim in a chaloim. He sees the dream with the sulam in a chaloim. After learning 14 years without sleeping, he's like to see Malochim in a chaloim. Then he's 20 years by Lavan. You would imagine, you know, where he's holding already. And now he sees Malochim Mamish. Ibrahim is stubborn. After 14 years in yeshiva, he should see Malochim Mamish. And after 20 years based Lavan, it should have went down to Malochim and Achaloim Efshir. So he says, L'moha Dover Doimet, on Yom Kippur, Leil Yom Kippur, we say, Baruch Shem Poyim Mochus Eilel Mvoyed, B'Koyl Rom, the Madreg of Malochim. And at the end, Might of Moitzi Yom Kippur, Shem Shtilehit. B'Koyr, you would have said, Fakeret, at the end of Yom Kippur, Duch Nagang and Yom Kippur. Now you're really holding like a Malach. At the beginning of Yom Kippur, you just finished the Suddhis Mavsekis, you feel that you taste the honey still from the He says, Pshat says it. This is what he told him, Chaim Leib Oirbach. A person is holding in the Madrega of where he's going, not where he came from. A person has to shteig. A person is a mahalach, not an oimid, a malachim oimid. The mahalach is that where you're headed. Yes, Yaakov Avinu just went from 14 years in Yeshiva Shein Be'Eber. But where's he going? To Beis Lavan. You see, malachim in a chaloim. He's now 20 years from Beis Lavan. But where's he going? Back to yeshiva of his father. Now you see Malachim Mamish. The same thing Yom Kippur. The beginning of Yom Kippur, yeah, you just added the Suddhis Mafsekis. Well, you're heading into a Yom Kippur. Noch Yom Kippur, saying you're going into the long winter. It all depends. The Vayishlach, the Parshas Vayishlach, which is Be'emes, the Ramban writes already, that the purpose of Parshas Vayishlach is to teach how a person fears the Chengolos. It's you have to always know where you're heading. The Lamaisa says there a message, Koi Soimran Ladoy Le Esav. So there's a Moira the Gemara in the Kerem Chemed. The Gemara says Koi. The Pasuk says Koi Soimran. The Gemara in Soita, Daf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara says Koi Sevaruchu, has been Esav, right there, because Koinim, Koi Beloshin HaKoidish. Koi is Beloshin HaKoidish. So here also he says, we can make his Adrosha, Koi Beloshin HaKoidish. Why Beloshin HaKoidish? Because what is Yaakov saying over here? Imlovan Garti. And but Chazal and Lovan Garti, Garti is Matarid Mitzvah Shemarti. That's not a gematria, by the way. It's the same letters. It's Hippach Oisi. It's gematria is not Chazal. Garti is not just gematria Tariyat. Oisi is Tariyat. In Lovan Garti, Matarid Mitzvah Shemarti. But what does the Targum say? Him lovam Doris. Doris is Tafresh Yudalid. Garpi is exactly Taryag. You know why? Because you're not supposed to do less than Taryag, but you're not supposed to do more than Taryag either. What did Yitzchok say in the Brachas? V'hoya kasher Torid ufarakta yulami alta vareva. If you're going to do Torid, Torid is Tafresh Yudalid. That's also no good. No Baltoisif, because if you do Baltoisif, you end up doing Baltigra. V'hoya kasher Torid. A person has to know exactly Kasher Tziv Hashem, exactly Taryag. Now the Targum is no good. The Targum says Lovan Doris, it's Tafresh Yedalad. That would miss the whole vote of this Taryag. Like Gematria, you could off by one, but we're not handling Gematria. We're handling a Garti is Taryag. Dorit is already Tafresh Yedalad. It's like Torid, Vahoya Kasher Torid. So Zokti Karim Chemed, that's the Pshat. Koi Feimri, tell it in the Lashon Kodesh. Don't say the Targum. Don't say the Targum. It's Davka Lashon Kodesh that the Taryag is Garti. The MS is interesting. Moir de Gazach, the Ksav Sofer says, Koyamar Avdecha Yaakov, and what's his message to Esav? Vayini, Shor, Chamor, Tzoyin, Eved, Veshivcha. What about he has four wives, 12 kids, maybe 24 kids? Ta'oimin, Noyobu, Mashvatim. Garnus about the Mishpucha. Shab Sazay, Zot the Ksav Sofer, the MS, Yaakov wanted that Esav should not think that he has even a wife and kids. That he shouldn't get upset, and that the Yaakov is already building Shvatim and this. So, Be'etzim, he knows he's going to meet Esav soon, and the MS, as soon as he meets Esav, Esav says, "Me, Abel, look, I didn't hear about this in the message. You told me Shar Chamor. Who is all this mishpacha here?" Over on one hand, Yaakov didn't want to shepherd him and tell him about it, but on the other hand, Lemaisa, he didn't want to lie, so he says, "In love and garti, Taryag mitzvah shamarti. Taryag includes peruvu." So Lemaisa, when Esav comes to Taisa, he says, "Chagizuk, Taryag." And then, as I just saw now, in the country's what's it called? Ian Aparsha, he brings a medrash, a yalkut. Love and Yaakov says there was two mitzvahs I wasn't mekayim. Kibbet av and peru revu. Mav the medrash, he blives shrei. What mekayim peru revu? He had sons and daughters. Lemaisa, he didn't say about that. He didn't say about the what's it called? Vayira Yaakov ma'oi vayetzer loy. Rashi says vayira shema yehore vayetzer loy yehare sacherim. What's he worried about killing a Cherim? So there's a pshat, a Cherim is Rav Meir. Rav Meir came from Bnei Gerim, from Esav. If he's going to kill Esav, then it's Zayin a Cherim. It's a Cherim. But Pasha Pshat, he didn't want to kill, he didn't want to get killed. What's wrong with getting killed? What's wrong with killing the others? Havol hargecha! Havol hargecha! Hashkem laharvad. So the Chanukah Sater says, because Rivka said b'nevua, lama eshkal shneichem b'yoyim echad. And she was right. Because even though they didn't die the same day, but they were buried the same day. Esav had a head removal on the day of Yaakov's kavura. And the truth is that is they died the same day. Because Yaakov Avinu lo imes, the Gemara says in times. And the Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu lo imes, v'chi b'chidi softu savdaina, v'chi b'chidi chontu chontaya, v'chi b'chidi kavru kavraya. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, v'yil darshan apostek, mahu b'chaim, mazari b'chaim, mazari b'chaim, afu b'chaim. So Rashi says, so what was the hesped and the chanota? Kisvurim ha'yushamis. The Diktuk Rav, Rashi says, by the chanota and the hesped, they thought he died. But by the kvura, he thought he died. Rabbi Zoyan, the yoin kvura was lome eshkol shneichem v'yendim. But Akoponim Tzirikdo, that's found in Rashi. He was worried he's going to kill Esav, because if he kills Esav, he's also going to get killed, because of the nevuah, that they're going to die the same day. And what's more, he says, Pshat, the Yaakov says, Yavi Esav, alamachna achaz yiko. How does he know for sure? Maybe they'll both get killed. Maybe both machanais. Teres says he kept the two machanais a day apart. If Esav kills him, and Yaakov is going to stay in the more front machane, the front line, if Esav kills him in that first machane, he's muftach that Esav is going to die in that day. Rivka is nevuah. So for sure the second machane is going to get saved. So that's vayira shema yehareg, vayetzel shema yehareg acherim. There's another pshat from the Kliyokar. What does it mean, Vayira Vayetzerloi? Vayira, he was afraid of Esav that was coming. Vayetzerloi, he says, we know originally that Esav said he's not going to come after Yaakov until Yitzchak dies. Yikru v'yimi evil avi, v'ahargas es Yaakov ochi. Lemais, if you make the cheshbon, Yitzchak is not dead yet. Why is Esav coming after him? It's a good kasha. It's a veis nisht. Didn't forget what?
Yeah, but
but Lemaisa, he originally had said he's only going to come after Yaakov, whatever his cheshbonos were after Yitzchak died. And Lemaisa, it wasn't dead. But Yaakov knew that Esav is only planning to come after him after Yitzchak's death. So Yaakov mistakenly thought that if Esav's coming after him, it must be that Yitzchak was Nifter. He doesn't even know about it. So it's Vayetzele, he was Mitzayer, mistakenly, about Yitzchak's Ketira. That's how the Kliyachim. There's another Pshat, Vayira, Vayetzer, the Beis Halevi, you do with the Kipshat, I want to talk about it, Behemshik more. But the concept is, it says, you know, Hatzileinu miyad ochi miyad Esav. We have to be frightened of Esav coming to us with a bite, that he wants to attack us, but also we don't want the Esav to be makarif to us, we don't want to get mushbalura from the Esav. We don't want either one. So it's Vayira Vayetzer, he was frightened of Esav coming to attack him physically, but maybe even more so, Vayetzer loy, that Esav is going to come, be mashpia on him, to be makarif him. We also don't want, loy mi duvshach, loy mi uksav. There's another beautiful pshat, the Yevamistik. We know that the Emes, the two of the Averis, that the two in Yonim, that Yaakov Bechara wasn't Mekayim B'Shalim Musa, even though he says Tariag, Mitzvah Shamarti, one is Kibir Av. So the Emes, we spoke last week. So how does he say, Mavan Garati Tariag Mitzvah Shamarti? We spoke, because Lovan calls it Yigar Sohadusa, and Yigar, if you spell out the letters Yigar, you spell it out to Niluya, Yigar is Yematria Tariag, Yematria Tariag. And Lovan, who's the Shver, is able to be made, because it's Allah and Shulchan Aruch, Chayiv Adam, L'chabed Chomet. That's Yigar Sahadusa. Lovan said Eidus. Sahadusa is Eidus. Lovan is saying Eidus, that Yigar, that Yaakov Taka kept all Tariyag Mitzvahs. And Lovan, Lovan is the one, the Shver, because he wasn't L'chabed his father, but Chotzi was Machayim the end of it, he was L'chabed the Shver. But that's one inner that Yaakov didn't do B'Shlemus, Kibar Av. And the second inner is that he married two sisters. He was Nasa Beza Choyis. Like the Gemara says in Pesachim, that Kuf Yutes, that the reason Yaakov is Nisarei to be mevorich the zimon by the sudas levyoson she nasasi shtei achoyis she asi the Torah leosron olai. So episode with this terutzim, we said there's toif terutzim to the kasha we spoke the other week. But lemaisa he was noise beis achoyis. So there's a remez in the pasuk vayira Yaakov oy vayetzer loy. Vayira is a remez to kibbutz av ish imoy aviv tirou. Vayira is a remez to the pasuk of Ish imay va'avatiro, and vayetzer is litzror. Ish alachoysel esikach litzror. So vayira vayetzer is a remez for the two in Yonim that Yaakov wasn't mekayim, and after you could be moisif. The Gemara says in Chulin that when Yaakov meets up with the sorry shel Esav, the Gemara says in Chulin daf tzadik aleph that there's a machlokes amiroyim. The sorry shel Esav was nidmaloi ka'oyvet koychavim. One pshat is that he was nidmaloi ka'akum like a nochri, and the other pshat was nidmaloi ka'talmud chacham. So you could say pshat. Chassam Soiber says nidmaloi kenochri is why did you marry two sisters? You feared they're like a goy. A yid doesn't marry two sisters. And the other one is nidmaloi ketalmud chacham, because what was Taka Yaakov's excuse that Chotchi wasn't the kind of kibbutz av? Because the Gemara says in Megillah yadoy l'talmud Torah yosim kibbutz av, and that's why he went to learn in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber. He made the cheshbon. So the union of talmud chacham represents the kibbutz av. The emes is, there's another pshat in this Gemara in Chulin, the Shem Yishmol says, a beautiful kaich. The Gemara says in Chulin that the Sari Shal Esav either came to Yaakov as a Talmud Chocham or as a Goy. Says, there's two different Melchames HaYetzer. Either way, it's the Sari Shal Esav is who HaYetzer Hara, this is the Melchamtoi Shal Yaakov Esav. So he says like this, sometimes the Yetzer Hara comes like a Talmud Chocham. He comes and he convinces you, he says, this is like Avram Avinu's me, the Chesed. He comes B'Chesed. And he's convincing you that Adarav, this is the right way to do it. This is what Yiddish guys are supposed to do. This is what you're supposed to be doing. This is Ratzon Hashem. All kinds of funny ideas. This is what you're supposed to be doing. It's going to Ratzon Hashem. It comes like a Talmud Chacham. And that's like the meat of Avram. He even brings, the Baal Shem Tov used to say that the Yetzirah is a Sheichet. He boss a Sheichet. He comes and shechts us. What Malach is Sheichet? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Davayin Hei, Sheichet Mishumai Mechayev. One man the Yom is Mishum Tzeveya. Because he comes and paints you a beautiful picture. He paints what black is white. What's white is black. He paints it colorful. Really, it's not. It's the wrong thing you should be doing, but he comes and paints it, he makes it nice. That's the Talmud, that's the bechin of Yetzirah, like a Talmud Chacham. He convinces you, Gar, I don't know how he gets you, he rises you away from the standard, but he's telling you, this is what you're supposed to be doing. On the other hand, sometimes Gleich, he comes like the bechin of Yitzchak, like Gvura. He comes like a goy, he tells you, sure, Faroys, you can't, he's going to come attack you like a goy. Yaakov Avinu is Menatzeach on both. Yaakov Avinu is Loichim, he's Tiferes, it's not Chesed and it's not Gvura. He comes, and he's loichim, he keeps the right balance on both of these. V'hoser sotan milfaneinu machareinu. Sayef the sotan comes and he's convinced you, God, this is the way to do grace and mitzvahs. And Sayef is coming to tell you, it's a night shlech and two aveiros. No, on both fronts, Yaakov Avinu, Sayef the mid of Avram of Chesed, Sayef the mid of Yitzchak. Yaakov is menatzeach on both of those fronts. Now we already said that im yovei esav al machna achas v'yikov v'hoya machaneh nishol l'fleito. We already said from the Beis Halevi, you know, miyad ochi miyad esav. You don't want to be get shepherd from being attacked by esav, but we don't also have the ava, the kirva of esav. We don't want either one. So there's a beautiful pshat. Yidden all through the doors, they knew to stay muvdal, right? To stay muvdal from the umay. So you can learn it up into the pasuk. Im yavoy esav el machane ha'achas. If you think you're going to adrav become one big machane with esav, you think you're going to be Renaissance, Adrab will be Kachola Umois, Red Zechain, Vihiko, then you're going to get clapped from him. Vahoya Hamachana Hanishar, if Adrab, Yiddish outlook is, let's stay separated, we're Nishar. Then, Leflaker, then you'll be saved. I'll say it again, we're saying the Niggin in the Pasuk. If you're Esav, Alamachana Ha'achas, if you're angry that you're Adrab, you're going to be together with the Esav, we're going to all be for them, and we'll all be friends, we'll all be. No, Vihiko, you're going to get clapped. If you stay separated, that's the secret of survival in Golos. That's the Plato. Not that this has anything to do with the yahrzeit of the Bas Ayin, but the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shamreini ki'ishoin Bas Ayin. And I heard once a pshat, Bas Ayin, the Eibishter watches us like the Bavas Einai, like the apple of his eye. Mamish like inside the eye. What's so special about an eye? You know, any other aver of the guf, the entire guf except for the eye, if you patch it and you give it a clap, it hurts. But if you kiss it, that's kirva. An eye is so sensitive, you can't even kiss somebody's eye. That's how sensitive it is. Shamreinu ki'ishon bas ayin. We're saying that the Rabbanim should watch us over from Esav, like babas einoi, not that we don't want the neshicha of Esav, but we don't even want the neshika of Esav. Kibas ayin. The emes is, v'hoya machna ha'nesher l'fleito, the Ramban already writes in the parasha, that it was always through all the goliyos, of Moir de Kisiyata de Shmaya, that whenever there was an attack on the uchlusya of Klal Yisrael, there was always a matzah, that even in a large region, the goyim was the shulpan, and it was a terrible shulpan of mamash retzichas of Yidden, there was always somewhere else where there was going to be a hatzolah. The emes, it's the pasuk and the haftarah also, the haftarah of this week's parasha is in Ivadia, uvahar tziyoyim, it's Yedua that the Ponev Sharov was by the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim told him that there's going to come. The Chofetz Chaim was not ready in 1933, but the Chofetz Chaim told him there's going to be Shrek Lecha Matzev in Europe, and where's going to be the Eitzah? Uvahar Tzion Tia Pleita Vahoye Kodesh. And the emissary is in 1942 in Tavshin Beis, the Ponev Sharov is building in the middle of a derfel called Bnei Brak, where there was mamash a few Yidden living. Chazon Ish was already there, and a few other Yidden. And he's building a huge yeshiva. He had 11 Talmidim, and he's building a building that could hold, I don't know, 200 Talmidim, a huge bismedesh. Maybe 180 standards could fit in. Huge bismedesh. So, and they told him, was boista azah bismedesh? It was 1942, Rommel is coming with the Nazis. Mamish is already in the edge of Africa. You see, they're bombing already in Tel Aviv, the Wehrmacht, and the Mamish there. There's going to be a Chorban. And he's saying, the boys say yeshiva, but the Cholimst. He says, a Cholim, a Berchlofnish. And on Panovich Yeshiva, it says in big letters, Uvahar Tzion Tia Pleita Vahoye Kodesh. This was in Taka. It was the Fleita, the grace of waxing of the Olam HaYeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. About a great chelik of the buses was from the Ponev Sharov. Now Yaakov has to deal with Esav, and we're supposed to learn from this parasha the doyrin, the tefillah, the milchama, and then he sends him the doyrin. The Moirut the Gazach state in the Bnei Yisachar and others for him. If you count all the behemoths that he sent him, the Ezim, the Rechelim, the Gmolim, the Paris, the Parim, Asoimis, there's 580 animals altogether. The Pasuk says the numbers, we add it up, it's 580. 580 is Gematria Sotir. This is the Sotir La'azazel. This is the concept of sending Esav a Matana. The whole concept of Sotir La'azazel is take your Shlechts, you want to separate. We don't want mixed Parav, we want the Shlechts to go to Esav, a Piwud, a Voidus Habirurim, of Ra and Toiv. It's separated. But it's even more interesting, besides that the 580 is gematria Sa'ir, he sent him actually 20 goats. You know, to Yoshem Esrim. Because the Emes, every year you're supposed to send a Sa'ir la'azazel to Esav, but for 20 years already, Yaakov was not there. 14 years by Beis Lavan, and then 6 years with the Kvosim. So he's giving him to Shlomo now 20 years worth of Sa'ir la'azazel. And after I saw one of those too, I saw Murray the Kavart. It says, when Yaakov is telling the messengers, Ki yivgoshcha Esav achi leimar lemi ata, ulemi, the pasuk achi leimar lemi ata, is Rosh HaTevis Elul, one of the less known Rosh HaTevis of Elul. Achi leimar lemi ata. This is Elul. Why? Because when you're coming up now with the when Yaakov meets up with Esav, this meeting represents, and it's more than that. I'll let me interrupt myself. It says by Lavan that the Rabbi Nishlanim was Nizgala to Lavan to not even shepherd with Yaakov. So why wasn't the Rabbi Nishlanim Nizgala to Esav and tell him, don't shepherd? So you could say the only reason the Abishter was able to be Nizgala to Lavan is because Rachel took the Trufim, so therefore the Zohar wasn't there. So the Abishter was able to be Nizgala to him by Esav. It wasn't shy. But I heard once of Shah Adarabba, this is staged. The Rabbi Nishlanim wants this confrontation, that's the word I was looking for, between Yaakov and Esav. Because we're supposed to learn out the Mahalach of Golus, what we're supposed to do, this parsha. So it needs to be staged front like that, that yes, he does confront Esav and how he deals with it. Hashem didn't want to just arrange it, oh, Esav, don't even bother with him. We needed to stage this whole process to shtel avek ma'isa of a similar bonum for the hismoididus and conquering in Golus. Oh, but what's the Rosh HaTevis of here? Elul. What happens in Elul? In Elul is when a person gets his priority straight already, if he didn't do it the whole year. Gansir Elul. Over Elul is the Chel. And the Mir Mizoganas, also the Yivomis. Abel Yivomis is the Obel. El is when you shtel avek the clarity of black and white, right and wrong, and Ra and Toif. Daft, when you come in with this confrontation with Esav, and Esav even tells him, you know, let me go with you. And that's what Esav is telling me. He says, you're Yaakov, you're Ishtam, I'm Ish. We'll be both well-rounded. I'll have a Shpon you, you'll have a Shpon me. We'll create a well-rounded individual. And Yaakov says, no, I'm going a different pace. I'm going a different pace than you. I saw once a Maisa. Where was it? I think it was by Rav Herzog's Levi. By Rav Herzog's Levi, Rav Yashav was a Talmud of Rav Herzog. So Rav Yashav was by the Levi, but Rav Herzog was the Rabbi Yashav. So the Prime Minister was there. I think it was Begin. And he went over to Rav Yashav. He says, after the Levi, maybe I can offer you a lift in my car. I'll take you back. May show him. I'll drive you back. I'm going to Rechav. We're going in a different way. Thank you very much. But me and you we're traveling on a different path. That's the El, that separation of Yaakov telling Yosef, you know, you're going a different way than me. Now by this confrontation it says that Yaakov stills avek the wives and the kids, and it says Vacharasar Yelodov, so the famous Rashi, Vidina Hechan Hoiso, where was Dina? So Rashi says he put her in a box. Why? Shema Takzirena Lamutav. I heard an interesting chat once. Shema. Yaakov was worried. Shema Takzirena. He didn't want Esav to be Chayz of Jew. That's the Arfinish. He put Dina in a box because he was worried. Shema Takzirena Lamutav. Finish Gevol. Now the Velt fret, how do we know that Dina is the one missing? Maybe one of the other Shvatim. Maybe one of the other Shvatim was missing and Dina was there. It says Acharasu Yelodav. Maybe Yelodav is children, kinder. It could be Dina was there and a different child was not there. So the simplest answer is, Dina, I have an explanation for. She was in a box, so Yaakov shouldn't see her. If you want to tell me Dina was there and Chavei Zvulun wasn't there, why not? What's he doing in the box? Avdina Hotman Hezbon. But there's another shot from the Goyin. The Goyin says that there's a Gemara in Zvachim that Binyamin was Zoicha, that the Beis HaMikdosh was Nivne B'chelkoi, because he was the only one that was not Meshtachavet to Esav. Now, Hagabah Atzmacha, if Dina was there and one of the other Shvatim, for whatever other technical reason excuse you have that he wasn't there, so that Shevet also wasn't Mishtachavet to Esav, and it should be that he should also have a right to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's more glad to learn that all the other Shvatim bow down. Although it's interesting, there's a machlokes between the Zohar and the Gemara. Was Rachel pregnant with Binyamin at this confrontation? See, did Rachel, they were in Sukkos for a year and a half in between over here. And then finally, Binyamin is born. The question is, this confrontation, when does that happen? Is Rachel pregnant with Binyamin already? Because she's pregnant with Binyamin, so then Epis Binyamin is Mishtachave, Uber Yerachimoy. So there's one shot, that's why Yosef was in front. I think the Ksav Sofer brings, that's why Yosef was in front of Rachel, that on the tzad that she was pregnant already with him. But it's Ke'ilu Binyamin is being mishtachav to Yosef. Yosef was blocking. But the other shot is, according to the Gemara Megillah Daf Yedayin, Al Pi Dechesh Ben Duchsech, Binyamin wasn't even, it wasn't even Tchilas Heroyin of Binyamin yet, to work out the Cheshbin. Now you have here the story by Yovik Ishimei Adalois HaShachar. It's a big shayla, when did this story happen? According to some midrashim, it was Leil Pesach. The Chasam Sofer actually brings that it was on Leil Tisha B'Av. And he has a whole arichas about this, what the Indian of how the Vatika Yet Kafia Rav Yaakov has to do with Churban Habayis. And the Chasam Sofer has a bigger arichas on the Inyan HaKlal, on Gid HaNosha, the whole Machlokes. But his Mahalach Keseder, he's going that it was Tisha B'Av. It represents Churban, it represents the Amida bin Isoyan in the Golos. That's the Chalal, the Chinuch already writes that. That's the whole purpose of Gid HaNosha. The Tam HaMitzvah of Gid HaNosha is to represent that Klal Yisrael can survive even in the Mulchamtoi Shel Yaakov Esav. Chasam Sofer goes very much with that in. So then, after he fights with the Malach changes his name. Then it's this Tuchalokim. Later on, the Rabbeinu Shloim, later on in Perek Lamed Hey, the Rabbeinu Shloim himself comes and tells Yaakov he's changing his name. But this is already earlier that the Malach, it's like inside, it's a big shayla when exactly the transition happened. It's not Stam, there's a transition over here, there's a different status. Yaakov becomes Yisrael, the buses for the entire Klal Yisrael. The Arizal writes that Yisrael has the letters of all the Imahis and the Avis. Yud is Yitzchak and Yaakov and Yisrael. And Sin is Sarah and Reish is Rachel and Rivka. Aleph is Avram and Lamed is Leah. Yisrael is also Gematria, the Rosh HaTevis of Kesach Chokhmavina Chagat Nehim, of the Esther Spheres. It's off by two or three, but there's a cheshmer for that. Yisrael also, it's a very interesting, I heard once a pshat, that Yaakov asks for a brocha. So the Malach said, what's your name? He says, Yaakov. He says, when you ask for a kittel, a brocha, you say also, Ben, the mother. Right, you have a guy, he said, what's your name? He says, Yaakov. Ben? He says, Ben? Ben is Sunderstein. He says, no, Ben, what's your mother's name? Yaakov ben Rivka is Gematria Yisrael. Work it out. Yaakov ben Rivka is Gematria Yisrael. So that's what the Malach is saying. Don't just say Yaakov. Your name is Yaakov ben Rivka. Yisrael, 541, is Yaakov ben Rivka. The emissary, the Sfarim writes also that Yaakov with the Sotam, also in Gematria, is Gematria Yisrael. That there was his Gabris of on the Sotam, because Kras Sotam, that's already Gematria Yaakov Yisrael. So there was certainly a process over here of Yaakov changing his name, becoming Yisrael. It's, again, at two stages. First, the Malach, the Sorei Shel Esav, is Mevater to him the name. And then later on in Perek Lamed Hey, he Be'etzem gets the name from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he becomes a Klal Yisrael. Now, what happened over here is that Yaakov was Menatzeach. You know, it's fascinating that later on, you know, he went because of the Pachim Ketan, and he had to fight with the Sorei Shel Esav. A few days later, or whenever it is, he finally meets up with Arba Meis Ish. What was Esav's plan with this Arba Meis Ish? Right? Esav's coming with his whole kvutza. Yaakov lifts up his eyes and he sees Arba Meis Ish. This is, they were coming to kill him. So what happened? What changed? All of a sudden, he's a tatalev. By Yishakeyu, according to one Shana the Medrash, the Belev Sholem. When did that happen? It's poshut that the Milchamta Shel Yaakov with the Sorei Shel Esav represents deep things that happened over here in Shamayim. That's where the war really is taking place. You know, Red Zachayim, North Korea, South Korea, Central Korea place. It's upstairs in Shamayim going on. So the emes is, once there's a Nitzachon Mitzad, the Sorei Shel Esav, whatever that represents, so then Avad, when Esav comes, he's just the puppet. He's just being controlled by the Sorei Shel Esav. So the Nitzachon over there already shtel zavek this koyach. The Maril de Gazach, it's Yedua that the Maril Diskin had a tremendous koyach to see numbers. He was a tremendous Baal Kishrin. I'll give you just one or two examples. The Yalde Yerushalayim used to know, you could point and ask him on a tree and say, how many leaves on the tree? And he would say, And if you're thinking that he was reading them ayin, that maybe he's not throwing a number, they would pull off 30 leaves, come back 2 hours later and ask him how many leaves on the tree, and he was right again. So he once read a letter from an askan that was coming from Europe, and he brought him and he read the whole letter. It was a whole Tzorchi Rabbim, a Pekuch Nefesh case, and he read it in 2 seconds, Mamash Azoy, and the person said, you read the whole letter? He says, how many words are in the letter? I don't know, he says, there's 137 words in the letter. So they used to ask him, where did this koyach, like you suddenly just see, it's a certain behirus, it's a certain clarity, you push it just see. So he says, it's a Mefurash Pasuk. Vayisa Yaakov Einov, Vayar, Vahine Esav Bo, Vime Arba Meesish. Boom! He sees it's 400, how does he know it's 400? Yaakov, you know, had this koyach, he lifts his eyes, 400. Can you say? So no, it's almost. Now it says, Vayorat Esav Lekrosei, Vayechabkeyu, Vayipal Al Tavora, Vayishokeyu. There's a machlokes in the Medrash, there's nekudas on the Vayishokeyu. The Balaturim brings because Be'emes he wanted to buy him. And the Yaakov Avinu's Tzavar turned into Shayish. And that's when he was saved. And then it's interesting, Esav asks him, Mi Eileloch? Mi Eileloch? So we said already one shot that Yaakov Avinu hinted, he didn't even say that he has kids and a wife. Right, he just said, I have Shor Chamor, Tzoyim Ve'Evim V'Shifcha. So suddenly Esav asks, so what, who's this? Another pshat, he's asking, Mi Eilaloch, had you married two sisters? Had you married two sisters? Mi Eilaloch. So Yaakov answers, Elikim Ayelodem Asher Chonon Elikim Asavdecha Herzu. If it would be an Aveira, this Toif Terutzen, that was last week, why he married two sisters? But if it would be that it's not, what's it called? Rachel was an Akara, why would it be Moifus that she has kids? Must be I'm doing the right thing. The Yelodem is a proof that there's obviously a good parent to why I married two sisters. Another child is me Eila. Eila is the oisius Leia. Esav was saying, I deserve Leia. Me Eila, but why Leia? That's his time. So Yaakov answers, Yalodim Asher Chonon Alikim Asavdecha. And then a few psukim later, he says, Asher Hubas Lachi Chanani Alikim. So there's a diktuk Rashi. Rashi says it really should say Chananini. Chonan and Chananini. So what's, he says there's a klal, you always take out one nun, but the nun should be mudgash, there's a dogish in the nun. I saw the Magen Avraham, when you make the bracha, in Hilchas Tfilin, when you make the bracha, l'niach Tfilin, you have to say the lamed, the gusha, you have to stress the lamed. So the mechtes ha-shekel over there says, he brings this pasuk, because be'etzem, Tfilin is a lashon of pilel, is a lashon of edus, plilin. So really there should be two lameds, this really should be called Tfililin. That's really, but in Diktuk, we don't say Tfilin, so, but the Lamed is Dogish. So it's Negei Halacha Lama, it's Negei Dorsach Abracha. The Lamed is Mudgash, Tfilin, because there's really two Lameds, should have been. And Shtel Su, Kamoi Beba Yishlach, Chanani, Ayin Rashi, Machta Shekel, and it's Tfilin, Simcha Fe. Shtel Su to the Chanani is Tfilin. Now Esav asks Yaakov, Milcha Kola Machane. So, Rashi brings the Medrash. Pashat Kol HaMachane means all the wives and children that he sees it. Oh, but Be'emes, Rashi brings note that there was a Medrash that says that Esav on the way with the 400 people was attacked by Malochim. And he said, stop chaperoning me, I'm an Enikol of Avram. And they continued. He said, I'm a son of Yitzchak. They continued hitting him. He said, I'm a brother of Yaakov. And they stopped. So he wants to know, who's this Chevra? You know, who's this Chevra you have? So the emes is, what's pshat that they continued hitting him by Avram and Yitzchak? So the pashtus is, it's a PR system. You want to shmear on that, you understand who you're dealing with. Aber, Duchsev Briskerov state a pshat, because we know that Avram Avinu is not the grandfather of Esav, because ki be Yitzchak yikari lechazer v'loy kol Yitzchak. So he's not a grandchild of Esav. He's not a son of Yitzchak. But he is a brother of Yaakov. Why? Achmana Ein. That's why it says in last week's parasha, Ein Yaakov Esav. Rashi says, Ein Yedei Imam Alamdein. Zokta Chasam Sofer, no. Because Rivka is the mother of Yaakov and Esav. But Yitzchak is not the father. So when Avram is coming and saying, when he's saying, don't shepherd me, I'm an Enikol of Avram, that's not going to work. I'm a son of Yitzchak, it's not going to work. I'm a brother of Yaakov, Achman Ein. That's also why later in this week's parasha it says, Vatomas Devoyer, Rashi says, Rivka was also Nifter. But it was Behalten, Shalo Yekalu Habriyos, Hakeres Shiyotzim and Esav. They didn't want to say about Rivka's Petir. People shouldn't curse the rechem that Esav came from. Esav also came from Yitzchak. No, it didn't. from Rivka. Saying that they want to be Makal, Makal Rivka. There's a ganze sugi of the Harigas Ir Shechem, Nechlik or Harishoyim, and what the spiel over here was. Why did they take a kill out the whole city of Shechem? In Rambam state, in Hilchis Melochim, that one of the Sheva Mitzvahs being Noach is Dinin, and the ganze shtot of Shechem was Chayiv Misa also for not being Dan Chamor and Shechem. And Ben Noach is Dan Afilu Yechivi, so everyone is Chayiv Misa. The Ramban argues, he says, no, Stamazay they were Rishoyim. There's many other pshatim, an interesting pshat once, the Chadush Yerim said, he says, he makes a cheshbin, if you work out the years when the Shvatim were born, Shimon and Levi, Be'erach, were just becoming bar mitzvah then. So he says, the bar mitzvah pshetel of Shimon and Levi, they said in Yisoy, the Gazot HaChiddush. The Chiddush is that Azoyvi, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Akum Sheshov Aschayiv Miso, because a goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Shabbos is an ois, and it belongs to Klal Yisrael. So the bar mitzvah pshetel of Shimon and Levi was that Mila is also an ois, and it also belongs to Klal Yisrael. And Akum Shemol, not with Sayyid of Geirus, Chayiv Misa. And that was the Chayiv Misa. And they acted out the Pshetel. And then it's Tam Yizot. Ois Kefir to Pshetel. And that's why Shimon Levi, that's what he says, was the Bar Mitzvah Pshetel from Shimon the Levi. You have at the end, about the Soyd Satoyr over here with all the Alufei Esav. It's one interesting thing I saw in the Haflah, in the Panim Yafis. There's a pasuk here. It's Yidua. The Chazal used this pasuk as a dogma. Achois loiton timla. You have to understand everything. Even achois loiton timla. What's the soif and achois loiton timla? So he brings from the Arizal with the Hafla in front of the office over here. He says, there's chokhma, and then there's the achirayim of chokhma behind the chokhma from the other side. The chokhem ba'ocher yashbichen. The letters before Leitan, Lamed Vav Tesnun, if you take each letter before Lamed Vav Tesnun, is Chochma. Leitan is Me'achoyre the Chochma. Be'etzim it's from the Sitra, from the other side. It's behind the Chochma. It's Behalten. Leitan is Behalten behind the Chochma. Emer L'Chochma Achoysi At. Timna, the letters before Timna, the letter before Tav is Aleph, you're going backwards, is Samoel, the shame of the bad guy. So just like this, he says, Yaakov Avinu, Samoel again has the letter Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, Timno, which is the Achirayim of that is Tef Tof Mem Nun Aleph. Yaakov Avinu makes him his bech and he calls it Kale. The letters Aleph and Lamed in this parallel of Timno is Mem and Tof. Yaakov Avinu is Ish Ham. Ham, Mem Tof. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Yaakov Avinu did a tikkun on half of this inyan, but only half. So came Eliphaz. Eliphaz takes Timna. Achois loiton Timna. He takes Timna as a Pelegesh. Pelegesh is plag shame. Yaakov was shoylut on the Tof and the Mem of Timna. Because the Tof and the Mem is Aleph and Lama. That's Yaakov Kari Kale. But he only was Menetzeich on half. And comes Eliphaz, and he takes her as a Pelegesh. It says she wanted to be Mischaber to Yaakov to Mishpat Savron, the Gemara says. Avram didn't want to take her, so she went to the other side. So Eliphaz takes the other half of her, and Eliphaz is shoylet on the other two letters. What's the other two letters? Not Mem and Tov, Timna, Nun and Ayin. Eliphaz wanted to come and kill Yaakov. That's Esav sent him to kill him. But Yaakov Avinu loy meis, because Yaakov Avinu is Ish Tam, and he was already shoylet on the Tov and the Mem. So instead, Eliphaz Ayin Nun, Eliphaz made him an Oni Choshev Kemeis. Again, Timna represents that fool. Yaakov Avinu Ish Tam is Shoylet on the Mem Tov, and he's not Mace. Eliphaz wants to make him Mace, but that he only has Plag Shame. So Eliphaz instead makes him an Oni. Kol Mokem Shenasmu Chacham Meinayim Oy Misa Oy Oni. That's why the famous Gemara Baba Kama Lamates and the Sugi of Chetzi Nezek, suddenly the famous Gemara Rabbi Yaakov Mashalim Chetzi Nezek, correct the Gemara Rabbi Yaakov Maya Midate. I love the Gemara Baba Kama Lamates. What did Rabbi Yaakov do wrong? So he says that Flo says no, it means Yaakov. Yaakov pays chetzi nezek because it was half and half. Yaakov talked to Shoyut on half, and I tried on the other half. A little bit of a te'ima on the yonim at the end of the parsha.